Gas prices are down, way down. For most of us, the long-suffering consumers, that is, it's great news. But already, the governing classes have their greedy eyes on our windfall. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. I paid less than $2 a gallon for gasoline last weekend for the first time in as long as I can remember. Surely you, too, have recently had a smile on your face at the gas pump. But the vultures are circling, Republicans and Democrats alike. A recent Wall Street Journal story cites Governors Terry Branstad of Iowa and Rick Snyder of Michigan, both Republicans, along with Senators Bob Corker of Tennessee and Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Republican and Democrat respectively, about their desire for higher gas taxes. It's not just politicians peering greedily into your wallet. The crony capitalists and the unions both want some of the booty. That includes the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and, of course, the AFL-CIO. The government has made suckers of the American people again and again with unnecessarily high oil prices. In the early 1970s, thanks to the government's abandonment of the gold standard, the world's oil producers asked why they should sell their valuable and appreciating and universally desired product, one that is recovered from the ground at a great deal of trouble and expense, for pieces of depreciating paper that suddenly were no longer redeemable in anything and could be produced at virtually no cost and without limitation. And so the price of oil quadrupled. The American people paid. More recently, years of saber-rattling and elective wars in the Mideast have needlessly added war premiums of billions of dollars to the American people's gasoline bills. It has resulted in an enormous transfer of wealth from the American people to Mideast oil sheikhs, Putin's Russia, and Venezuela's latest generalissimos. But now, the shoe is on the other foot. The oil plutocrats are cinching their belts, and the American consumers have caught a break. The government didn't hesitate long when the crony banksters got into trouble and their balance sheets were dripping red ink. It stovepiped money their way by the hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, lower gas prices can help the people restore their household balance sheets. For once, can't the state just keep its hands off? For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.